prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends, to the very first broadcast of a brand new year. It's 4 January 2021. And we are in for a good ride this year, I do believe. Like you just, they'll make last year look like you were on a Sunday school picnic. I do believe that. I really do. But anyway, before getting into what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to bring up our special guest tonight, a gentleman I haven't had on for a while, who's got more courage than most men I know. We're going to talk to Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and what he's been into and getting into yet in the very near future. Before we do that, though, I want to mention two things. Our supplier for REM Sleep and Tranquil said we can extend the sale through January. That's what I was told today. So, as long as supply lasts, we have REM Sleep and Tranquil. You can get both one of each bottle or two of either one for $28.95, folks, which is such a bargain. Considering that the price for one is $25.95, get two of them $28.95, and that's delivered to your door. As long as that we can do this, as you know, I told you last week, it's going off the end of the month. That's what I have been told. But we were told today to extend it another month. So I guess they're enjoying the sale and doing all right with it. So we are going to extend the sale for two for one. Right on through January. Okay, so just don't forget that while we have it. And I don't do this strongly very often, but I just did a teaching this past week in a Bible study. Some of y'all saw it live. Please trust me on this. I'm asking a donation of $10, folks, for a 2-hour DVD or CD. Your choice. I like giving away, but I can't afford to do that. I just can't do it. A 2-hour teaching from the mask to the mark. From the mask to the mark. And I hope you'll take my word for this. If you don't like it after you get it, I'll give your money back to you. You can keep the DVD or CD. How's that for a deal? I did a 2-hour teaching, taking a step by step to show you how we got from where, how we got to where we are over the past 100 years of history, how we were led into this. From the mask to the mark. DVD or CD, your choice. This cost at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4403. And tell Lisa you want a copy, use a credit card, debit card, or get the address and write to us and ask for it. From the mask to the mark, 2 hours that I promise you, actually it's a little bit over 2 hours, will absolutely change your friends' minds on what's going on and why it's going on. And I say this humbly before God, it can save their lives and might even save their souls. And I'm as serious as I can be about that. And you know that, you know me a long time, folks. I'm just a hillbilly preacher is all that I am. But I'm telling you the truth. This teaching was very important. Not because I did it, but because it's straight out of the Word of God and fits right in today what's happening. From the mask to the mark. DVD or CD, your choice, for $10 delivered to your door. And don't forget, if you listen to this broadcast right now on 6115, you're listening to that because Melody Seastrom is paying for the shortwave time. She does that for me Monday through Wednesday. So it's paid for by Melody Seastrom on 6115. Now, if you can't hear it too well on 6115, at 11 o'clock Eastern, there's a rebroadcast of the same program on 3215. 3215. Now, over the last little while, WWCR has been having several problems trying to keep our program going in and getting rebroadcast right. I don't know why. I can't seem to get it fixed with WWCR. I'm a little disappointed in him, to tell you the truth. But we're trying our best to keep this program on the air every way we possibly can. And Melody Seastrom is paying for the shortwave time for us 3 nights a week. So you might want to consider calling her with what we're going to talk about tonight, what's coming down the pike in this country, folks. I don't want to scare you. I don't want to make anybody discouraged. I don't want to frustrate you. I don't like to say it, but 2021 is going to be hell. 2020 is going to look like nothing compared to 2021. And when Biden is sworn in as president, I think he will be, and I'll tell you why in a minute, we had better batten down the hatches for war, folks. Spiritual warfare is going to increase tremendously. You're going to find out real quickly who the real men and women are in this country that are believers. So you call us, like I said, and get a copy of the DVD or CD, please. And call Melody at 800-375-4188 and talk to her about what you might be able to do to secure some of your financial future. As I said tonight, our guest is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. He and I go back a few years now, I guess probably a couple decades, we've known each other. And this man has been on the front lines in the battle. He was kind of brought to the front lines back when he was a high school coach and lost his job for praying on the field with his students. I mean, he's been through some battles. He stood strong, and he's been up and down and around in this country. He stood for people that's were in a bind. He's been right on the front lines in so many different places, folks, in so many different ways. He was out and traveled all the country, him and his crew, to help clean up messes after storms, standing for people that are in prison wrongfully. I mean, he's there doing what he has to do. He was in Kentucky for Kim Davis when she's arrested for not wanting to give a marriage license to two sodomite perverts. And he was there for her. And that's the kind of man Coach Dave is. If you're going to get in a battle, it's good to have Coach on your side. Coach, are you there?
Butch, there's going to be a rude awakening before the Great Awakening, brother. That's the way that I see it. I think we are. Yes, I'm here. By the way, thanks for having me, Butch. We're in unbelievable times for sure. I happen to be. I come down on the optimistic side of it, Butch. I'm just the old football coach in me. You know, I never played a game I ever thought
nothing
we were going to lose.
And
I always felt that if the only reason we ever lost because we ran out of time. So I think
the optimist to me says, Coach, I know who wins. I read the last chapter. It's just going to be hard between here and there, maybe. You know, I tell people all the time, dying doesn't scare me a bit, but living's killing me.
That's right. See, but here's the issue, buddy. In my not so humble opinion, we lose because basically we've waved the white flag for the most part, Butch, and we've waved the right flag, the white flag, and yeah, I've given up every battle in the culture war that you could ever give up. And
well,
again, my football
most so-called Christians, Butch, Dave, most so-called Christians have slept through the war.
Well, they didn't know there was one, and again,
that's exactly
I'm not here to argue eschatology or anything like that. That's because to me, a lot of times that stuff just divides. But I think, hey, Butch, you will never win if you don't think you're going to. And the mentality of the American church in my lifetime, I'm 68 years old, Butch. I've been saved about 35 years or somewhere along in there. And the mentality that I've seen in the American church during the time I've been a Christian, been saved, is one of defeatism. That things are only going to get worse, and as you said, we win in the end. We all know that we win in the end. But if we don't think, if I put a football team out on the field, Butch, and I didn't think we could win, I would have taken them and go home.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. I really, really do. But I'm really a realist also in the fact that we're watching things happen that this nation has brought upon itself, and I say this nation, mostly the church brought upon this nation because the church has compromised itself right into hell. So I see that God's judging the country, but I agree with you. No matter what, I'm going to fight until I can fight no longer, and the duty of mine, consequences are God's. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I look at it the same way, Butch, but here's the truth. I look at a lot of things from a football perspective, right?
Right.
Usually when we got beat during a football game, Butch, I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't what the other team did. It's what we didn't do.
Sure, exactly.
Almost every time. I don't know. I had an old saying, the other team didn't win, we lost. And the reason we lost is because we didn't do the things that we ought to be doing to be better at it. And so
if you don't get on the field, you can't win.
Jesus said, occupy till I return. Butch, has the church actively tried to occupy? I don't think there's any doubt we haven't tried to occupy.
Not for years.
Yeah, and so it's easy then to say, well, you know, it's what the end times, what says it's going to look like. Well, again, Butch, I can't coach like that, buddy. You can't coach like that, right? You got to play till the end and teach their guys, no matter what it looks like, you keep pounding away, keep doing everything you can, and you go get them next week. And I think we've lost that type of attitude within the church, sadly. Now, you know, I can read the Bible. I read. But the last thing I'm going to do is ever sit over in the corner and say, boy, we're cooked.
I ain't going to go anywhere without a fight. That's just all there is to it.
I'm not accusing you of that, but that's what I'm going to tell you. That's the attitude of a lot of Christians.
Oh, I know it is.
I come in contact with. And you mentioned that when you first introduced me, Butch, we've taken on a lot of what appeared to be impossible situations and saw the Lord move, you know?
Yep, yes, he has. And he's used those. He'll coach if people just had the faith to stand up and do something. He'll use anybody for his glory. Yep. And people say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm just that. No, that doesn't count. If you're a willing vessel, he will use it for his glory. And he said that.
Amen.
He will use it for his glory. And you know me a long time, Coach. I'm just a hillbilly preacher. That's all that I am. I don't claim anything else. But I'm not afraid to stand up for the truth. I wanted to witness to people, as I did today, the lady in the store. I got to witness to her about some things. She was so scared. She was crying. And I got to witness to her and pray with her. And because that's what we do as believers. I tell, don't be afraid. No matter what the future holds, let's stand that way. Let's believe that. Live that way.
Fight your way through it, brother. Right?
That's
fight
right.
Fight your way through it. But again, so we're on the same page. But I watch what's going on. I can't believe it. I watched what happened in Congress today, where that guy prayed to an unknown God, and at the end said, "Amen." It's like I'm living in a fantasy world. But we're not, are we?
And now Nancy Pelosi wants to do away with the pronouns he and she. I mean, she don't want people in the Congress to be called he or she longer. I don't know what she wants to call them, but not he or she.
Are we going to let them get away with it? I mean, that's what it comes to.
I can't believe she got reelected. But anyway, go ahead.
I got 129 people lined up tomorrow. We're going to Washington D.C. It's the third time that I've taken a group there in the last 5 weeks to this to stand not so much for Trump, although for Trump, but for
save the Republic,
Apple
to save
pie,
our country.
Chevrolet. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
save
right.
Our,
that's right.
Save our country. I mean, this voter fraud has been going on for years, but this was so blatant and in her face that you have to give the other side kudos for having the brass to do this out in the open like this.
Well, and Butch, they're not worried about winning in the end, are they? They want to win now.
No, they want to win now.
I think we ought to win now and in the end. That's what I think. And it's only going to happen if Christians wake up and get more actively involved in what's going on. Hey, Butch, the curtain's coming down. It's the final act, in my opinion. If we do not rescue America in 2021 and 2022, if we don't rescue America now, that curtain's going to come down, Butch. And I'm not talking about the end of time, the end of the world. I'm talking about end of America as we know it.
For America. For America.
Yep.
For America. I agree. I mean, once Biden is sworn in, America as we knew it, and it had been the same in our life for a long time, Coach. We've lost a lot of ground in the last 50 years. But if Biden's sworn in, it's going to get a lot worse very quickly. I was talking to Jonathan Alexander, a lawyer for the Liberty Council today, who has actually meets with Trump over the last few years as one of his counselors on church affairs. And he's concerned as we are. He said we're gearing up for a harder battle if Biden is sworn in for the church.
Uh-huh.
So that's what he's saying. So those who are standing are going to have something to stand for really, really strongly in the very near future. If Biden is sworn in office, the church better have some backbone. That's all I can say. And she hadn't showed it for a long time.
No, there's a lot of great things that happened, though, Butch, in 2020. Hey, kids quit going to public schools. Wasn't that great, Butch, that happened?
That part's wonderful.
Universities are maybe not going to be what they've been in the lives of people, and parents aren't going to waste their money on college education anymore. That's a good thing. And, hey, Butch, some of those mega churches closed down and started doing – there's a lot of good things that happened, man, right? There's a lot of good things. So we have to, as the Scripture says, we don't want to miss the time of the Lord's visitation, and let's stand up and fight and see what we can do with this disheveled world that we see ourselves in. Yeah.
If the public food system is shut clear down, I'd be tickled pink.
Yeah. And that'd be great, because you know, Butch, you've been one of the guys been saying it for 40 years that public schools have been ruining us. You and Pastor Ernie Sanders, I remember first hearing you guys, I was a public school teacher. I thought you guys were crazy. But now we look around and we see the fruit of the public schools everywhere we look, and it's rotten fruit. It's not good fruit. So thank God they shut down the schools. Thank God they shut down some of those universities. Thank God they shut down some of those phony churches. Thank God. So we're in the middle of a renaissance if we can just stand up and fight for the truth, because that is the battle, isn't it, Butch? It's over truth.
It is.
The entire battle we're seeing is over truth. Should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Should I social distance? Should I not social distance? Am I going to get COVID? Am I not going to get COVID? There seems to be no truth. Attack and the war on truth is at its apex right now.
Well, you know it is, but you know what's really wonderful? When you surround and shoot in any direction, you're going to hit something. Because, I mean, and we are, and I love it. I know it sounds, maybe I'm just a redneck, Coach, but I don't mind a good battle. I really don't.
No, I
don't mind at all. You know, I don't mind it. I just like to know that people care enough to get involved. And the people I talk to in the stores, everyone I talk to wearing a mask in the store, I tell them, you don't have to wear that. You don't have to wear that for me. I'm not going to wear one. And most of them pull it down and say, boy, I wish everybody felt that way. They're on our side, but they're there trying to keep a job and are scared. They say they talk to babies in tears or fear.
We have the worst Christian leadership, Butch, probably in the history. Go back wherever.
Of the church.
It's been awful. It's been awful, brother. And our
yes,
churches. Think about this, Butch. Think about this, right? The churches ruled themselves non-essential. It wasn't the governors. It wasn't the president. It wasn't anybody.
The churches ruled
themselves non-essential. And so we really have no one to blame but ourselves. So I'd say, praise the Lord. It's all good. Let's find that remnant, that ecclesia. Let's find out who they are, brother. Let's go to war with what we have.
Well, you know, book of Matthew tells us Christ is going to purge his floor. He's purging his floor right now. He's separating the wheat from the chaff. You'll see the wheat standing out of the crowd. But, you know, as bad as it's been in a lot of different ways for people, especially economically, I mean, I'll make this very clear. A governor or a president does not have the authority to tell you you can't work to feed your family, or to tell you to stay home and wear a mask in the home or in public, or that you can't visit your family during the holidays. They don't have that authority, and if we obey them, shame on us.
Well, it's time for a good old history lesson, too, a civics lesson, right?
I agree.
The ignorance of the average American Christian in regards to history, government, constitution, but our Christians, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't know, right? They don't know. But
no, they don't know.
We've lost.
And now, why do you think they're tearing down all the statues? Why do you think they wouldn't put drapes over George Washington's statue? I mean, they're tearing down all the Confederate statues. Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
Because they want to destroy history. You know, I want to share this, and I'll shut up and talk more, Coach, but this is amazing. Karl Marx said this, if I can find it very quickly. Karl Marx said that concerning history, if you can cut people off from their history, they can be easily persuaded.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you go
Psalm
ahead. I'm going to turn you loose. Go for it.
Well, the Psalm 11:3 says that if the foundations be destroyed, what
Amen.
Can the righteous do? Now, I want to make a comparison. I do a little show myself, Butch, 5 days a week. And we talked about this last week on my show. And a lot of it started with the whole idea of the foundations, Butch. I was talking with our crew, and I said, if we were going to have a Bible study, and I invited everybody to come to our Bible study. And I said, everybody turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. And somebody read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Hey, Butch, there'd be 10 different interpretations being read out of different forms of Bibles. We have no common Bible anymore. And I'm not a King James only guy, but words mean things. And so you go into that scripture, and if you were going to try to teach somebody to memorize scripture, what do you memorize it from, Butch? I memorize King James just because of what I grew up with, right? But now somebody beside me is memorizing it from the New Standard, New American Standard, and somebody over there is reading from the NIV, and we're all sitting around there, we're trying to say, wait a minute, what are you reading there? What are you reading? And so, Butch, because we have done that, a watering down, a changing, if you will, of the scriptures through different interpretations, yada, yada, yada. Hey, Butch, all of a sudden we look around, and my goodness. The Supreme Court has changed the meaning of the Constitution. Because why? The foundations are being destroyed, see? So now we have judges who interpret the Constitution based on what? The penumbras, their opinion of what's going on. Same thing's happened in Christianity. Butch, it happened in the church first, see? It happened in the church. It began in the church, and now it shows up everywhere we look. And so you can get on the internet right now and go do a study and say, do masks work or not? Well, you can find studies that say, yes, they do, and you can find studies that say, no, they don't. You can go and say, is this virus deadly? And you can find studies that say, yes, they are, and studies that say, no, they won't. Well, Butch, there is no such thing as truth anymore. And isn't it amazing that Jesus Christ told us that we would know the truth, and the truth, if we knew it, would set us free? And, Butch, there is no truth anymore. I mean, there is, but there isn't. There isn't any truth.
What better way can Satan destroy a nation than to get some confused? They don't know what right from wrong. I mean, we got to the point where men marry men, women marry women, and they say it's normal. Yeah, you're right. It's pretty much over. I mean, it really is. Go ahead.
I use this illustration, Butch. Men marrying men, women marrying women. I get all that, but see, to me, it all started with the whole idea that Bruce Jenner should and could be called a woman.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Butch, that isn't truth. That isn't science. That's voodoo science, right, Butch?
That's right.
So
I totally
what we
agree.
See, you used to be able to trust science. Can you trust science anymore? Not so much. You used to be able to trust government. Can you trust government anymore? Not so much. You used to be able to trust education. Can you trust education anymore? You used to be able to trust the dollar. Can you trust the dollar anymore?
You used to be able to trust preachers.
It's everywhere, isn't it, brother?
It is.
The battle is over truth. We've walked away from truth. We've watered down the truth. We haven't stood for the truth. And as a result of it, there really isn't even any truth to make us free anymore. The foundations have been destroyed. And what is it the righteous are going to do? So we're at a real crucible here. Right now, 2021, this will be the most important year not in the history of America, but maybe the history of Western civilization. Will we continue to hold those truths that have been handed down to us over the generations? That's the battle that lays before us right now.
Well, you know, General McAvaney said something the other day on the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman. He said, this what we're facing right now with this election is as crucial to this country as 1776 or 1861. That's what he said.
Amen.
That's where we are. That's where we are.
So we're going tomorrow. You know, I'm going to. We're going to take, as I said, a crew to D.C. tomorrow. But I can tell you this, Butch. There are some guys a lot tougher and a lot meaner and a lot more serious than me that are going there with. They're not going to go to Washington D.C. tomorrow just to chant four more years. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Yeah.
That's not why they're going there. They're going to go there and try to express the true anger and will of the American people. And it's gonna be a remarkable couple of days there, I think.
Well, we are heading into something I don't think anybody wants to see at all. But you know, Senator Cruz, the Democrats want to arrest him, and yeah. Another representative from Texas says that we got to take to the streets and be like Antifa or BLM, which I think is a little bit in the wrong direction for sure right now. But nonetheless. The people are 11 senators are going to protest the election that I know of right now. So I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen Wednesday. I really am. I don't know what's going to come out of this, but we'll soon see because the wind is almost here. But, brother, we've been discussing this now for you and I have been together a long time discussing which way America's heading. We were talking about through Obama. We were talking about through Clinton. We saw where it's headed a long time ago. And with each administration, it's gotten worse. Now, if Biden gets in, it'll probably make Clinton and Obama look like they were really strong believers. I mean, Biden and his running mate is unbelievable.
Here's the truth, Butch. I think as we all, any of us who have eyes to see and ears to understand, now look back over our shoulder and ask really and truly, how many of the presidents were actually elected and how many were selected? We hear about that.
I agree.
Don't we, Butch?
I totally agree.
I've become more and more convinced that Barack Obama was never elected president of the United States. Certainly not the second time, anyway. No way that he was, right? And so now that we understand what's going on, I think people are slowly opening their eyes and understanding what's happening. And Butch, for years and years and years, see, they've lied to us, Butch. This is not a 50-50 country. It really isn't. The left tries to make it look that way. You know, Soros funds those guys. They go out and they riot. And it looks like, man, the left is all fired up. But Butch, we got them way, way outnumbered. And the reason we don't know that we had them outnumbered is because they've been cheating in the inner cities and making it look like it was a 50-50 nation. Butch, it isn't. It hasn't
It's not even close.
But see, they've convinced us that it is, and we've bought that lie. And I think only now are we beginning to see how big that lie was. And one of the things that encourages me, and I want to encourage you and encourage your audience, is that, as I said, this tomorrow will be the third time in the last 6 weeks I've been to Washington D.C. And Butch, there are men, patriotic men and women in the streets, and Butch, no leadership. And here's what's happened, buddy. And it's be encouraged, because you've been laboring at this for a long, long time. We are now seeing in the streets of Washington, D.C., those who are no longer getting their news from the mainstream media or even Fox News. Butch, they're finding alternative medias. People are listening to you. They're listening to, you know how many there are across the Internet. So people are not turning to the media anymore. Here's our problem, brother. We've got an awakened Christian patriotic populace without any leadership, brother.
That's true. We need leadership. I agree.
Yeah, the people are awake. And I saw this too, Butch. The real leader, I hope everybody pulls their belt and holds on, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I saw it with my own eyes. The real leader in the movement that we're seeing right now is Alex Jones. Love him or not love him, the truth of the matter is Alex Jones has turned out all of those people in Washington, D.C. And when he goes and he speaks, he draws a crowd. Listen, folks, I don't care if you like Alex or not. I don't care if you think he's CIA or I don't care anything. I'm just telling you, Alex Jones, his desire to push back against the New World Order, which he's been screaming for how long? He is the undeclared leader of what's going on, Butch. And the American Christianity is ashamed because they hate to think that Alex Jones is leading this thing rather than Franklin Graham or Robert Jeffress or somebody a little bit more dignified, right? And I'm just telling you, the impact of Alex Jones and his ministry and InfoWars. Butch, I'm just telling you, those people in Washington, D.C., that's where they're getting their information.
Hang on to the break, okay, Coach? Hang on to the break. Folks, a lot more to talk about. After the break, we'll take a few phone calls. We're going to discuss what Coach has in mind next. I'll get you safe for flash mobs, unmasked in stores. Don't go away. All right, Coach, I like to hear you.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're talking back to Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and I'll have him give his information where you can contact him and get to know more about him. If you're a brand-new listener or just picked this first time you ever heard Coach Dave, let me tell you, I can vouch for this man. His integrity and his honor is real. He's straightforward. He is what he is. He says he is. He lives what he says he does. He doesn't just say it. He gets out and get involved in it. And Coach, you know, I don't want to, I'm not one to brag on you, and we know we're doing the minimum of our service. We know that. I mean, we're told in Romans 12, verse 12, 1 and 2 that we're doing the least we can do for the glory of God, because, I mean, we're offering ourselves to His service. That's the least we can do as His people for what He's done for us. But I've been on the radio coming this March, make 29 years. And I'm never taking a salary out of it. We just take the money, comes in and pay bills and try to get on more stations. That's not a brag or a complaint. That's just what we've done because we're called to it. Coach, I've tried to quit two or three times. I really have.
Yeah, I know you have, yeah.
But the Lord says, no, it ain't time yet. And, you know, I just work here. I'm not the boss. I'm 72 years old now, and I'm nowhere near retiring until my father says it's time. And, you know, so it's not bragging to complain. That's what we do. And, folks, if you grab a hold, let the Lord show you what He wants to do with your life. I don't care what He wants you to do. Maybe you're right. Maybe you misspeak. I don't know. I don't care if you're male or female. It's something that God's calling you to do. You do it, and you stay faithful with it. No matter what we see as far as we see with the natural eyes, we are not seeing the final outcome of this. You never know how many souls have been turned around because of what you're going to do or the truth you've spoken that may change somebody's life forever. Don't ever be disappointed and discouraged, although we're just people. We can get that way sometimes. Keep your eyes on the goal, which is the honor of being called to the service of our Father in heaven. What an honor. Now we're going to phone lines in a minute, I promise, at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Coach, I go a lot of places. I don't wear a mask. I've never been asked to leave yet. Never one time or confront anybody give me a hard time. I think probably they see me coming and come packing a pistol. They don't say much. But anyway, they never confront me with it. And the people that I'm with in the store, somebody waits on me or something, I say, listen, you don't have to wear that mask on my behalf. And they'll say, thank you. They actually are tickled that I said that. 9 of them, 10 of them say, you know, I appreciate that. We wish we didn't have to wear them either. And I don't tell them, well, why are you wearing it? Because I know that if they don't, they're going to lose your job. I realize that. But if we will witness enough people, maybe somebody will pay attention. Now, you got an idea. I'm going to the store by myself normally without a mask on. But you got an idea that may change things even more so. What's your idea?
Well, first of all, Butch, I don't wear a mask. I don't wear a mask. And I don't wear a mask because I'd bearing false witness against my neighbor. If I thought a mask worked, Butch, I'd wear one. But we know
yes.
they don't.
Yes.
So it's a false sense of security, right? So
yes.
if I go in someplace and I'm wearing a mask, making somebody think they're safe, that's bearing false witness. And so I fight a lot. People always trying to get us to put one on. And I said, now listen, I'm a Christian and I'm not going to lie about it. They don't work. They don't protect you. They don't protect me. I'm not going to put one of those things on. And you'd be surprised how people react when you say that to them, right?
I'm not going to
play this game.
Absolutely.
Right? And so,
yes.
So that's where we come with it. But I think what we need to do, it's been my experience. Well, let me give you, for instance, the last time we went into Washington, D.C., Butch, we took about 65 people with us that time, enough for almost 30 hotel rooms. And so we check in at the hotel room, and we check in at the desk, and right away they said, oh, sir, you have to have masks on, And, of course, we didn't put masks on, and the manager gets all bent out of shape. You can't come in there, you don't have masks. And so we just ignored him and eventually calls the police. And so we're in Washington, D.C. now, and the police pull up. One cruiser pulls up, and then another cruiser pulls up, and the manager goes out there real quick and talking to the police officers, and I let them talk to each other for about 5 minutes, and then I just kind of walked up to the officers. I said, listen, officer, we're not here to try to cause trouble. We've rented rooms in this hotel, and we want to just check in and go to our rooms. We're tired. We'd like to go to our rooms. This guy won't let us go to our rooms. And you know what the police officer said, Butch? He said, hey, you got no problem with me. And so in other words, the police told us they were not going to enforce that crazy law.
There you go.
It's not a law, right?
Yes.
And so there we had 60 of us standing there, and you can imagine how the manager probably felt. Now, I felt bad for him because he was just doing what his boss told him, right? But it showed me that if we go in numbers, they can't do anything to us. And one of the things that we're getting ready to organize, Butch, is actually the old 1960s sit-ins. We're going to get 20, 25 of us and go into your favorite store that's got the masked Nazis and go in there and just take off our masks and just sit down and just dare them to call the police. Because we know this, Butch, the police aren't going to do anything about it. And until
that's
we
true.
Stand up and push back together like that in force, if we go in there one at a time, they'll pick us off, they'll scare us, they'll call the cops, they'll do whatever. They're going to pull up a paddy wagon for 50 of us sitting in there without a mask on? Don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. As soon as we can show that this thing that they're calling a law is not a law, then we're going to poke holes in the story. So that's what we're getting ready to do, and I think if we did more of that. Folks, listen, don't go alone. You're not going to win going alone. You may think you are, but you're not. But if you go in a bunch of people, it's not hard to do, man. Just sit down and 10, 15 of you say, no, we're not moving. We're tired of this. And those are the kind of things we have to begin to do, I think, Butch.
Well, you know, you've seen that more and more. You can even find some of this on YouTube where people walk in without a mask in a group and they just start, you know, more or less telling the crowd, this is nonsense, you don't need to do this. And they're starting to open some people's eyes. As I said before the break, almost everyone I talk to in the stores are wearing masks, wish they didn't have to. And I understand why they're doing it. They're afraid of losing their job. So far, I've never had a confrontation where they've asked me to leave. And if they did, I tell them, hey, this wearing a mask is against my Christian, my strongly held Christian convictions. I can't wear a mask.
That's right.
You know, I just can't do it. I won't do it. I drove without a driver's license for 12 years because I wouldn't do a digital picture until you won the case. I drove without a driver's license for 12 years, Coach, because I would not do a digital picture.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And
we won. Stand on principle, right?
Well, yeah. That's exactly right. We won.
We have to stand on principle, right?
You have to do what, you know, I was sitting at the day of this back in the late 1998, 99, I was getting ready to do my driver's license as it was running out, and so I got my driver's license renewed, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me right then, and I argued that can't be the Holy Spirit. He said, you can't do that. And I thought to myself, why can't I do it? Everybody else does it. This is the answer I got. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking to you. And I didn't even know why he was talking to me until I met a guy out of Canada named George Bothwell, who told us about the digital picture and what it really was. I had no idea. When he told me, I said, thank you, Father, for saving me from going down the wrong road. So for 12 years, myself, Phil Hudock, my brother Dick, did not have a driver's license. We did not have a driver's license. We traveled without one. We drove without one. I got speeding tickets without a driver's license, no questions asked. So that's what you got to do, folks. Don't be afraid to confront them. You might be surprised the results you get out of it if you just stand your ground in Christ and give him all the glory. Go ahead, Coach.
Amen, because the Lord's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power.
That's right.
For love and power and of a sound mind. Now, folks, listen, I want you to think about this. Again, I'd spoken earlier about the fact that it's bearing false witness against our neighbor. But another thing, I don't know if the listeners out there understand the term virtue signaling, but that's much of what we see going on, Butch. The idea of virtue signaling is this. I'm going to wear a mask because then you will know that I'm a good person. And that's the trap that many of us have fallen into, right? And I'll run into Christians, and they'll be talking about the mask, and they'll say, why don't you just put one on just to make everybody else feel safe? And, right? So listen, you're a Christian. You ought to be worried about other people. I said, I am worried about other people. That's why I'm telling them to take their masks off. And I'm not going to act like I'm not going to do something that I know doesn't work just because people will think I'm a nice guy.
And they're dangerous.
Feel comfortable.
People in the gym run on a treadmill with a mask on.
That's crazy for breathing, sucking in their own waste, right, Butch?
That's exactly right. How insane.
That's right. Sucking in their own waste. So I'm going to say to people, hey, listen, here's the truth. You guys have told me ever since we legalized abortion that my body, my choice. But what happened to that when it comes to wearing a mask?
That's exactly right.
My body, my choice. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put a muzzle on my face, because the scriptures tell us in Hebrews 10:24 that we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. But we're doing so many things in virtue signaling and mask wearing that is so against everything
Amen.
The scripture teaches.
Amen.
And we don't even understand it, brother.
Understand
it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The Muslims wear masks. Christians don't wear masks, Butch.
I agree.
Christians don't do that. Hey, Butch. Christians don't do that, brother.
I agree.
Eyes are the window of the soul. You can't read. You can't see their face. You can't hear them, brother. If you folks listen to me, if you won't push back against wearing a mask, I promise you, you're going to stand in line for that vaccination.
I guarantee it. Probably they're standing in line for the mark too. But anyway. You receive my magazine, don't you, online, or do you not, the Minuteman magazine?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Have you seen January's article yet, newsletter yet?
I have not.
Okay, you need to watch it. Look at it. Now, folks, if you want a copy of this, I'm going to send it to you, no charge. January's Minuteman magazine has a picture in there of people wearing masks in history. Now, this is all full-color picture. This shows the COVID mask today. Next line down shows slaves being required to wear a mask. I'm literally slaves. The next line down shows prisoners being required to wear a mask. Which one of those classifications do you fit into? We volunteered into servitude. Now, folks, this teaching I did this past weekend on the mark, from the mask to the mark, I'm telling you, we have volunteered ourselves into servitude to the satanic world order. We've done it. We've volunteered into it. So therefore, as in Deuteronomy chapter 15, I believe it is, where the maidservant wanted to be a slave to his master, had his hole punched in his ear with an awl, A-U-L, punched in his ear, put up against the door, and he punched a hole in his ear to mark that he was a volunteer to be a slave all of his life, because they fed him and clothed him and housed him, and he liked his servanthood. So he liked his servitude. So now understand this, when you're wearing that mask, you volunteered into slavery. That's exactly what that picture showed you on the Minuteman magazine. If you didn't receive the magazine, call me, give us your email address. We will send you a copy of it to look at for yourself. This is for real, and I researched this out, Coach, as I did a teaching before them teaching on the Mark the Beast. There's been marks in history, throughout all history, different marks on people as slavery. The mask is a mark of slavery, servitude to a master.
Yes, sir.
And these masters do not have the authority to tell you you have to wear a mask.
No, that's right. And Butch, look at us, right? I mean, it's... I told my wife, but you remember back, it was last March when they said, listen, we're just going to flatten the curve. When my wife came home, she said, honey, I just heard on the news that they're going to close the stores. They're going to close everything down for a week. I said, well, get out of here.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. They can't do that. Butch, it's amazing, isn't it?
They did.
And not only that, everywhere you go, people are wearing these masks.
Everywhere.
It is the greatest psyop in the history of maybe the world.
It truly is. And 100,000 businesses never reopened because of this. Let's take a phone call from Jan in Iowa, listens every night, and she called but every night, too. Jan, are you there? Come on in.
Hello. How's everybody? Saturday's was very powerful.
Well, thank you. Very powerful
teaching.
Would you recommend people get a copy of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Positively. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, first off, tonight, flying over the White House is the 1776 Revolutionary Flag.
Oh, really?
Is that
13
right?
13 stars, 13 stripes, yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Flying
over
the White
House.
Yeah.
It's the colonial flag. All right.
Yeah. Secondly, they're busing Antifa in with police escort. So that's already started. So y'all
the National,
be careful.
The National Guard is there also.
Yeah. Pray, and stay close to Jesus and God, because that's how you're going to get through that.
Thirdly, go ahead,
you said we don't have a leader.
I hope Antifa shows up. I hope they do. Listen, I've been there. I'm sorry, I got to jump in here. I saw today that the Secret Service, when they're trying to figure out what's going to go on in Washington, D.C., they begin to do studies as far as hotels that are rented and airplane flights and those kind of things, travel plans, all that. But they're expecting 4 million people in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. I hope Antifa shows up. I hope they do. And it's my experience, but they probably won't. And when they do show up, they show up late in the evening when they try to get people who are isolated. They don't have the courage to come out and face these people. I can promise you that.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan.
I called, and I want to say that I called my senators. I called my congresswoman-elect, and I told them that for every face you see on Wednesday, there are at least 10 people behind them that couldn't come.
I agree.
Yep. We will not stand for our election to be stolen. I don't care who won, but we will not stand for this to go on. And
I'm with you on
team.
That one. Yes, ma'am.
That's who you see. So I'm gonna say, everybody call. If you can't go, you call your senators. You call. You have to leave a message because they don't answer the phone anymore. And tell them we stand with these people.
If we let them steal this election, there will never be a free election in the history of the world.
No, there won't be. That's
again.
What I'm saying.
Right.
McAvany said very well, this is as important as 1776 or 1861. And I will say the wrong side lost 1861, but that's beside the point. We live in perilous times, as the Bible predicted what happened. We either stand now or we lose it all for our children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's all there is to it.
We have to take a stand. And lastly, Dana Coverstone had a new dream, and it's basically what you guys were saying, that the church let itself get where it is. It's really good.
Amen.
You can find it at, where did I find it? Oh, Prophecy something. And I sent it to you.
All right, yeah, you did.
And
I got
last,
it.
And last, but la- very last thing is this. Y'all saying we don't have a leader of the church, but we do. God gave him to us. His name is Jesus.
Of course. We just got to find somebody on earth to obey him and help the group come together. I agree. Good point. Thanks,
man. And if we follow his word, we have a leader on earth.
Amen. We just got to get, you're right. It'd be nice to have some men on earth who would stand and muster the troops. Good call, Jan. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, come on in. Welcome.
I was listening to you how you were talking about half of a. That's how we'll be trying to be portrayed by the secular media is half, you know, one, half another. But it reminds me of a text I received from a friend who is British-born, but he's an American citizen. But he goes back and forth, and he tells me, I get firsthand knowledge about what an Orwellian nightmare, not only Great Britain, but all the European Union is. But he was saying, you know, we cannot have a nation where, you know, half the people are favorable towards Marxism and atheistic materialism. and the other half, you know, follows a jealous God who will not abide idols or evil. That's really what I think this is about, the people going to D.C.
Okay.
Well, I think,
understand.
Here's what I think it's about, Butch. Really, this is a war against Christianity. This is at its very heart. There are those who hate Christ. They hate him. Genesis says, seed of the serpent, it's the seed of the woman, an eternal struggle. And what we're seeing right now is Psalm 2, kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Butch, they want to do away with Christianity. They want to crucify and bury Christ again. This is at its very ultimate, a spiritual war. We all understand it. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's not conservative, liberal. It's none of that, Butch. It's the seed of the serpent, Satan, against the seed of the woman, Christ and his followers. And so it's coming to an apex, coming to a head here, and we would do a lot better if we just simply put on our football helmets, strap up our chin straps, and tighten our belt and go to war. Spiritual war.
That's my theme song been for 29 years. This is war. This is literally warfare for the souls of a nation, for the future of our grandchildren and grandchildren. People, I've been preaching this for years. My grandchildren, I, by the grace of God, is not going to be able to say Papaw didn't try. That's for sure.
Anything else, Dave? What's that?
No, I can think of a million things to say, but you don't have all night, so I'll let you let someone else have a turn to talk.
Thanks, David, for calling. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, we're going to win, brother. I tell people everywhere I go, we're going to win. We're going to win, folks. We're going to win.
All right.
We're going to win. We're going over. We're not going under, brother.
Folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. Love the phone calls. Really do. Especially first-time callers. If you're a first-time caller, you tell Todd you're a first-time caller. I definitely want to get you on right away. 844-769-2944. And, Coach, so when are you all going to start doing the group gatherings and businesses?
I've been so burdened. That sounds like a lousy word to use. But with getting this trip planned to Washington, D.C., I thought I was going to start last week, but we haven't. So I'd say probably next week we'll get our first one launched at different places, and we're going to find out that as we begin to win these battles, Butch, we go do it, we put it on Facebook, we put it on social media, we let people see that you can do it, and I believe it'll spread like wildfire, because we know this, people are sick and tired of it, bud. They're sick and tired of it.
I agree. Everyone I talk to is sick and tired. I was talking to a gentleman the other day in a food line store. Everyone I see that isn't wearing a mask, I walk up to them and thank them. I say, thank you for not wearing a mask. And they actually, they really appreciate somebody, you know, taking a stand with them. I talked to a gentleman and I said, I appreciate not wearing a mask. And he said, well, I appreciate you saying that. But he said, I live in Japan. That's where he lives. He's over here visiting family. And I said, they wear a mask in Japan. He said, that has really been a lie of the media. The mask, we wore a mask in Japan for a long time before this COVID because of pollution. It had nothing to do with COVID. And the news media has changed because of COVID. They're lying to you. So, see, the media spins it to fit their own agenda. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they're of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do, right? So
that's right.
All of these places that the church is withdrawn from, the positions of influence, the education system, the media, everyone, Butch, there, I can't think of one area of America, power source of America, the Christians are in control of. Can you name even the one place?
No, not for a long time.
No.
And by the way, we got some more calls. Before we go to calls, very quick, tell people how they can contact you.
Coach Dave Live. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live. CoachDaveLive.com. We got a lot of great stuff on our website. I do a morning show every day, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time now. It is. They're all archived there. A lot of great videos. A lot of great stuff. Free stuff. It's all free. At our website, CoachDaveLive.com. I think you'll enjoy
all right.
A lot of the stuff you find there.
Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris.
I tell you, this is a great subject tonight. You know, this mask issue it's a lot of fear. But you know what else? It's causing a lot of problems out here. We got reports of the criminals doing smash and grabs in jewelry stores, running out of stores with food, It's a deterrent to get the criminals getting away with stuff. And guess what? They're all covered up, and now the news says, oh, have you seen this guy? He had this on, but we couldn't exactly see his face because he had a mask on with a lot of coverage of sunglasses and a hoodie over his foot. So this is encouraging crime, too. This is a problem. Massive problem out here. That's what a lot I've started to see in a lot of reports, because I live in the city of Louisville. We're getting, you know, the newspapers reported all this. But you're absolutely right. Besides all that, the mask is the mark of the beast. It's causing health problems. Your oxygen level at a normal breathing rate is 20 something. I can't remember what the medical term is, but it cuts it in half to 10, which is almost minor suffocation. That could cause bacterial pneumonia and other diseases in the lungs, Butch. The CDC doesn't tell you that, but that's what they're pushing to get this vaccine to the mark of the beast, which is in those vaccines. Do you see where we're going with this?
I sure do. This is all leading to the mark, and that's what the mask of the mark teaching is all about. Good call, Chris. Hey, Jump, I got called back up here. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Very good call. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Dave. Dave, I follow you for quite some time now. I'm wondering, it was people that put pictures of aborted babies up on the street. And I know that you have done that for Mark Harrington yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah,
get out to Arizona, you call Butch and get my phone number. I would want to put a sign in your hand. And we could stand together out there against this wickedness that's going on.
Well, you know,
I do have a small team here.
Well, good. You know, Mark Harrington, Mark's a very, very good friend of mine, Created Equal. And Mark told me that, he go to the March for Life a lot of times in Washington, D.C., and he started taking the aborted pictures with him because he said it's the only parade in America where the honored guest isn't even mentioned. And I thought, boy, is that ever the truth, right? Never even mentioned. So a lot of people don't like the graphic pictures, but we know this, don't we? Graphic pictures work. We know they work. And so a lot of softer Christians don't like it, but we use them.
Yeah. I put those same pictures out on the street here in Safford, Arizona. And one thing for sure, the church is the lukewarm church, if it's the church of all. You know, I have people that pass me. They won't help me at all, and I don't want to belabor this. But I'm going to tell you what, the ne'er-do-wells, they will slow down, and they will cuss at me and spit at me. At least I know they acknowledge that I'm here.
Well, that's the truth of the matter is, by golly, if their children, if somebody goes in and has an abortion, they can't say you didn't warn them. That's what I tell everybody.
Amen.
And we know, we have testimonies of people who've seen those aborted baby pictures and admit to us that that prevented them from having an abortion. We've had that happen more than one time. The reality of what's going on. See, we tell people it's a blob of tissue. We lie to kids it's a blob of tissue. And, right? Just a clump of cells. Man, you look at those aborted pictures, and it just crushes that paradigm for sure.
Amen. All right, Gary, anything else real quickly?
Coach Dave, I'd like to get a hold of you one day. And like I said, if you ever get out this way, I appreciate it. If you give me a call, we'll do something together.
That would be great. I don't get out to Arizona much, but I'd sure love to be able to.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Gary. Coach, down about the last 20, 30 seconds, what do you want to say very quickly?
You'll never win if you don't think you can, brother. And I'm going to fight to the end. I'm going to go down standing up, Butch.
I'm going to say you can't win if you don't fight, right?
That's right, brother.
God bless you, Coach. I'll be in touch, okay?
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks
a lot. All right, you too. Folks, I love you and see you tomorrow night with Stan Deo. Have a wonderful day tomorrow and stand for the truth wherever you are. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.